It's a pretty ordinary day in London today. Humid, a reasonable number of tourists out on the streets, traffic noisily trundling across Lambeth Bridge just off to my right, and relatively light water traffic on the Thames in front of me. I've just completed probably my longest unaccompanied walk in 3 years. This wasn't by choice. Unaccompanied, that is, by either my guide dog, Vance, or by somebody with better sight than me. As I said in an earlier audiobook recording, Vance is unwell. He hurt his legs or something at the rear end of his body earlier on in the week, and I can't work him. But I had to come in today for a meeting in the office, and that meant for the first time in 3 years travelling into London on my own and then walking to the office. I could have made it a bit easier for myself by getting the bus, I suppose, but I don't know, I was running a little bit earlier than usual and thought I would walk, and in some ways I suppose I'm still in the mindset, obviously I suppose actually, in the mindset of a guide dog owner, in the identity of a guide dog owner. I walk down the road muttering guide dog commands to myself. I must look very odd. And I even stuffed my pockets full of dog poo bags this morning and little bits of food before remembering that Vance wasn't going to be with me. And then is when you're walking down the road, I was using my long cane. Since I have some sight in daylight, I sort of use it more as a guide cane to protect me against things that unseen in front of me. And I found on one hand, I was feeling incredibly self-conscious, and on the other, quite invisible. Self-conscious, because although I usually walk down the road with a great big German Shepherd guide dog, somehow the cane feels like more of a barrier between me and the rest of the world. I don't get offers of help when I'm using a cane. The world doesn't seem to notice me, and that's takes me on to the invisible point. Whilst I may have one of the most obvious signs of visual impairment, a white cane, somehow the world appears not to notice me. Gaps in crowds that would automatically form when I walk along with a guide dog, and barriers which I'm unaware of because he takes me around them, suddenly those gaps don't open up, those barriers are all too apparent when I walk into them or stumble upon them. I'd forgotten just how stressful it is walking without a guide dog. I've just walked for about 20 minutes and my heart is pounding, sweating, I feel anxious, not enjoying it at all. I think it's easy to become so accustomed to using a guide dog that you forget what it's like without it. And maybe it's good to remind myself every now and again, but this isn't something that I'd want to do too often. Anyway, I'd better go off to the office now and then get back to see Vance, who's spending his longest period of time alone for quite a long time. I'm sure he'll be all right though.